But the issue that I kind of have with Kai is a lot of his content kind of surrounds women in what I would feel like is a negative sense. When you have a lot of these kind of like 14-year-old, kind of 15-year-old boy audience, you know, they get drawn into the thumbnails and stuff by like the idea of girls, especially attractive ones. And yeah, I imagine all the women who go on his stream kind of know what it's like, at least I would really hope, know kind of that they're maybe like joked about that, like Kai's gonna make sexual jokes, probably like that, and all of that. And this happened a few times in the Mothiathon too, like when I think Anthony Chapa went on and invited some girls over, but I don't to some extent I it's just a bit lowbrow and a bit uncomfortable for me. Because I know it gets views and all that. It just, man, I just think he can do cooler things. Like, I know that he has a higher ceiling and he has a lot of talent and ability. So I just want to see him use that and not just be like, oh, here's me hanging out with this girl and she's dressed in tight clothing. It just makes me uncomfortable in the sense that, like, I'm not a 14-year-old boy, and it's fine to be confident in yourself and to, you know, work at sex work, whatever. Like, obviously that's okay. But I just kind of thought that we were past the era on YouTube where, like, Smosh, like, a girl in a bikini in her thumbnail. You know, you'd like to think that someone with a large following, you know, didn't have to rely on, tactics such as these. Like, some of his videos that I think were better, like, were for every, like, trying the world's hottest gummy bear and stuff like that. There's, like, Sky Jackson Wants Me. Autumn Falls Comes in, Kai Cenat's Room. Kai Cenat and DJ Frost Sleepover with Six Baddies. Like, I don't know. I think it just sometimes goes a bit, it just gets a bit too, like I said, lowbrow. And I know he's better than that. And now he can do such cool things. And it's such a shame that these videos are the successful ones, the ones that do well. But I think that he could do things like the lie detector. And I think that maybe sits the line better in my mind between, you know, a good video idea and just doing nothing and just kind of hanging out with a girl to attract the 12-year-olds. But yeah, that's may even be my most kind of intense take on this podcast. I normally don't give out feedback in that regard. And again, I think he's a very funny dude. Great personality. I just like to see him change it a bit. That's all. I think he has the ability to be and do cool things. And, you know, some part of me doesn't, like, want to pass Ludwig's record because I'm such a big Ludwig fan. But Ludwig's on YouTube now. He can do what he wants. So, go Kai. I hope to see him do more cool things and use this Sumathon to his ability. I know, after saying that, it's hard to plan something every day. And I know I'm like, oh, you got to come up with new ideas. I know it's hard to plan something every day. But yeah, that's just my opinion, and I feel like that I should give it. For other things, Mr. Beast was in a Super Bowl commercial, which was pretty crazy. It's crazy to see that we're just finally, someone realized that he had that much recognition. I feel like he wasn't used before, and it'd be like Charli D'Amelio, which I guess has a lot, like 2 years ago or whatever it was. But it was fun to see Mr. Beast in it. I love Mr. Beast. That was great. And I think that was all the main YouTube news we had. Oh yeah, KSI and Logan Paul also did a commercial together for Prime, like shortly before the Super Bowl, I believe. So that's crazy. We're just starting to see these YouTubers become very, very mainstream, and I wonder if we'll continue to see that. But that's absolutely wild. The creator economy and the creator system is kind of coming into fruition like we've never seen before. It is becoming a mainstream entity. The businesses are getting involved. But no, I think that's going to be the episode for this week. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all the support. I'm trying to get at least like some short, small, quick podcasts like this one, just so maybe 10 minutes of your day, no matter what it can be, can be a little entertained by me. But yeah, I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a fantastic episode on Kai CNET.
Yeah, because this is a little... My bad, Chad.
Man, you put a hole in my wall.
You rich. You can fix it.
God, you just put a hole in my wall.
Kai CNET is a YouTuber and Twitch live streamer. He has 3.42 million subscribers on his main YouTube channel. He has currently 4.3 million followers on Twitch and is currently doing a subathon. He has 140,000 subscribers on Twitch, which are paid subscribers right now. And he is on day 14 of his subathon. So yeah, he's a pretty important figure on Twitch right now, and he is making large strides and is possibly the biggest creator on Twitch. So I decided to look at him, and I looked at not only his YouTube content, I tuned into his streams for a bit, and I looked at him in some other content, such as when he appeared on The Sidemen. And here's what I had to say. I think that he is really good at what he does. And that may be stupid to say, but Kai seems to basically make his content with an audience in mind. And I believe that audience is kind of like teenage boys, is what I would say. And I think he does a good job of being interactive with them, similar in the style of like XQC. XQC yells a lot, he screams, and so does Kai. Kai screams a lot. He's very expressive. He knows when to make jokes. He knows when to people get involved. A lot of his, I would say, videos kind of revolve around simple concepts, if that makes sense. And like, I don't know, it's him trying food and kind of reacting loudly. It's a lot of what makes him special, I wouldn't say, is, you know, we talk about YouTubers and streamers and whether they're better at games or this, but what makes him special is his personality. People like his reactions to things and they enjoy his energy.
Kai's reaction after trying African fufu.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And I think he does a great job. I don't know if it's particularly for me. I think that sometimes all this yelling and screaming a lot, I've begun to watch YouTube in a way, in a Twitch, that I just want to wind down after a longer day, you know, and kind of just relax. And with Kai screaming in my ear, that's pretty hard to do. But basically, he is tackled on the subathon that is going to be 30 days long if it continues this way. And I assume he means to beat Ludwig's record, which all the power to him. I think Guy and Ludwig know each other and are cool with each other. So yeah, no beef there. But he's done some cool things the past few days. Some of the videos that I tuned into are him getting attacked by a police dog. That was really funny. There was him doing goat yoga, him taking a lie detector test. And these are all funny. He seems to have, basically, in Ludwig's subathon, he had one room. Well, I mean, he went to multiple rooms, but for the most part, it was in one room, where Kai has kind of rigged this whole house up with a set of cameras, and it's really cool. I don't know who he has operating it, but he's switching between the cameras when he enters different rooms, and sometimes there's a lot of different people in the house. So he's not solely on camera. Like, they'll switch to someone else in another room doing something else, then back to him, and all of that. And I think that's a really cool, unique way to set it up, because I think he could have just easily stayed in front of his room and kind of done that. But I think it's cool that he took this unique approach and realized that he could make things a lot cooler, you know, and make this a bigger event. And he knew how to put on a show, and I really respect him for that. And he seems to be releasing a video every day, so if you can't catch the stream, you can do that. But to be honest, I do have some criticisms with Kai, and I want to be forthright about my complaints. First, I just want to say that I think Kai is very funny. One of the times, before I get to the criticisms, we'll do positivity. One of the times that I saw Kai, kind of outside of his own content, and maybe in content that was more geared to my taste, is when he appeared on the Sidemen's channel. He did, like, they do, like, the 1 versus 20, where it's, like, one of them versus 20 women in this kind of, like, dating thing with another people in a room feeding people what to do. It's kind of like that. And Kai did one of those where he, you know, did the 1 versus 20, but had the Sidemen kind of feeding him what to do. And I thought that that was such a funny video, because I really got to see a side of Kai that I hadn't seen before. Well, actually, that was around my first impression of him, to be honest, which was interesting to know that, like, that's how I first saw him. And he came off well. I think he was funny. He was really receptive and energetic to anything the Sidemen would give him. Like, some of the prompts were honestly wild. He was, like, smashing, I think, a violin at one point. He was putting his socks in his mouth, or as KSI said, acting white.
I really like animals.
Animals. I kill them when I go hunting all the time. I mean, sometimes it's cool, like the ones in the pet stores and stuff, like, you know, but the ones, like, in the wild, it's like, why the fuck are you in the wild anyway?
Like, these were some of the prompts he had to do on the dates, and I think that it showed he was willing to go all in, and then he was willing to entertain. And I think that was a really cool aspect about him, that I saw that, like, he has this ability that I think I would say is rare, to take situations outside of himself. Like, this isn't, like, one that he has created, and just be an entertaining dude. He has a sense of showmanship that I think is often, you know, lost with other creators. And I think that was really cool to see. And I was just like, wow, this guy's funny. You know, he's making the Sidemen laugh. I just really enjoyed the video. I thought, you know, he was making me giggle and making me super, like, awkward and uncomfortable with what he was doing on these dates. And he just, his humor was on brand. And I think, I don't know, it was just a wonderful video.